Hi guys, I know a lot of you have been waiting for the special part two to Mother's Descent into Depravity. Well, I'm really happy to let you know that we're finally gonna do that. Yes, finally gonna make part two. Now, I did have to put the 90-minute one I've been doing on pause so I can make this, but I want to make sure I got something out for you guys. It's been a couple weeks, maybe longer actually, since I really put much out. So, I also want to let you guys know I've just been really busy with the server and trying to make sure that our other two lovely affiliated ladies, Candy Cums and Rose the Daring, are nice and comfy wumpy in our server, that they have everything they need to be super taboo and nasty. You know, just the way we like it. So I just want to make sure that you guys knew I'm not just like blowing you off or going, oh, you know, I'm doing the best I can. So now, if you guys remember, the other one was more the backstory, the monologue. Today we get into now what happens when he does finally come home from work that day, as she found all those things on his computer. This desperate mother wanting to keep her husband so bad. He's the best thing that's happened to her. And she doesn't know how to keep him around. She's scared that he'll leave. Best thing that's ever happened to her and her little girl, Jessica. Oh, and they're so scared that he's just gonna take off. She knows he has plans. She knows her fears were realized. Hi, honey. Why don't you go ahead and sit down? I have some things I think we should really talk about. Yeah, I got off from work early too, and oh no, don't worry about Jessica. She's in her bedroom listening to music. She's fine. No, honey, don't go. Look, please, please stay. You know what? I even went out and I got your favorite whiskey. Let me just pour you a drink, okay? Because I have something real special and important to talk to you about. No, really, honey. Don't worry. It's okay. Just take the drink, all right? Come on, sit down right here next to me. That's right. Look, I found some stuff on your computer. No. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not upset. Honestly, I knew this had been coming for a while. I knew I hadn't been doing everything I needed to do to make you happy. And I want to let you know that I'm so, so sorry for that. But I found your plans, your emails with a landlord. And, well, I'm going to get to that. Yes, I know you want to know what else I found. Look, I did find them, okay? I'm really sorry for snooping around. I was just so worried. I really thought you were gonna leave. And I was right. You know, I was right to be. I usually would just leave your stuff, and I would just close your laptop when I saw it on like that, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. I couldn't take it. I knew I had to do something. No, I'm not mad at you like that, okay? I'm not even mad at you at all. Please know that I want you to stay. Yes. Yeah, I did find the other stuff. I really did. Okay. thinking to myself, how do I tell him about it? How do I tell him everything that I found? I don't want him to be too scared. I want him to know that I'm not going to do anything to him, that I want to help him. I want to help him feel good. I want him to stay. I scoot a little closer to him, put my hand on his thigh. I could feel him shaking in his boots. I look up at him. Honey, I want you to stay. Look, I know that you would never do anything with Jessica. You know, come on now. Look, what I saw on your computer changed nothing about that. Believe me, if anything, it made me respect you more. Now that I know what you crave, I know how hard it must have been to restrain yourself. I mean, it must have been impossible just to be a good dad to her. When Jessica runs around in her bikini, or when she and other little girls are stretching their young bodies in ballet class, you never slipped. You did so good, honey. I wish you would have told me sooner. I wish I would have found out sooner how much you were struggling. I just want to help, okay? I really, really do. I want to help you feel better so bad. Yeah. Look, you are such a good man. I don't think I could be with anyone else better. I love you so much. Please know that, okay? I know we've been growing apart and having a kid and the jobs, you know, it just takes so much out of us day to day, but just know that I love you and that you don't need to leave. I'm right here. And now that I know this about you, maybe we can make it work, you know? Like, of course we're growing apart. We didn't know everything we needed to know about each other. And I totally understand why you didn't tell me sooner, but you know, I'm totally okay with it. It's fine if you do, you know, want to have fantasies that you jerk off to. I know your urges have to go somewhere. In fact, if I could help you with that from time to time, I would absolutely love to. I know you would never do anything, but you gotta have some thoughts in that head of yours. I mean, do you remember the time that Jessica, you know, you rubbed her little feet? I could tell I saw that glint in your eyes. I didn't realize it till I found all that stuff on your computer. And then I realized that you really were just really enjoying that during movie time that day. It's okay, though, really. Just relax, all right? Yeah. See, I do remember. I saw that glint in your eyes. I know you wanted it. Oh. I see you do have some thoughts, huh? No. Don't worry. It's okay. It's just what I hoped for. I saw the bulge in his pants and I knew I was right on the money, especially bringing up my little girl's feet. Oh, I'm so overjoyed. I'll be able to get him to stay now that I know all about it. I'll be able to be the perfect woman for him. He'll never be able to leave now that I know his little secret. Honey, why don't you tell me about those little girls, huh? I saw one picture that you had with a little one dressed in black lacy lingerie. Oh, she looks so cute with that little teddy, don't you think? I move in closer, start to unbutton his pants and zip him down to reveal his throbbing, hard, pedophile cock. And I knew that he loves little girls. I knew that he wants a little child pussy so bad. And I knew that I finally have something. I can get him to stay now. He'll be all mine because no other woman is going to do this for him. Only I can do these things for him now. Yes, he'll have to stay. Really turns me on to know that I have this with him now. To know that he's going to be all mine. To know that I have this on him. Yes. Yes, I'm ready. I start stroking his cock, feeling it pulse and twitch around my hand. I start telling him about all those little pictures I saw. The sweet little brunette, that cute little blonde with her big blue eyes. In that picture, she was sucking on such a big cock for a little 8-year-old girl. I knew it. He wants a little child pussy, doesn't he? He wants a little cunny. He wants to fuck a little cunt. You know, honey, I wonder how long have you been thinking about this, huh? I bet you don't just think about those little girls, do you? No, I bet you also think about our little daughter. Or, well, she's not really your blood daughter, but little Jessica. Oh, come on. She's a good little girl. You know, I think it really is something you get. It's time that you get something for all of that hard work and dedication with us. You've been such a good dad. It's time for you to get a break. It's time for you to get what you desire most. I can help you do that. I'm really sure she wouldn't mind another foot massage or I'm sure she wouldn't mind it at all. Maybe some French kisses. Come on, honey. You know you'd want it. I'm just so happy I could finally make you want to stay again. Make you happy again. That's all I've ever wanted, is for you to be happy. I could finally do that. Jessica can be your little piece of fuck meat. Your little piece of rape bait. Come on. You want a little piece of meat, don't you? She's in her bedroom right now. I could bring her out here. We could tie her up. We'll be little obedient sex slaves for you. You could do a lot more than just jerk off to her. I know you want to. Come on now. I know you're just a fucking pedophile. Don't you want her sweet little 8-year-old body? I mean, just look at it. Look at it. It's so petite. You remember? Her sweet little feet. Those little child soft feet. Never rough. So, so soft. They still feel the same as when she was an infant. You know that? I know you do. Come on now. Take your little 8-year-old rape bait. I know you fucking want her. We'll be the most obedient little slaves. little sluts you've ever had. I could feel your cock twitching in my hand. Let me call her out here. Jessica, honey. Come here. Why don't you come on out here? Come on, honey. Come on out here, Jessica. See, there she is. There's a little baby whore right there. Oh, come on. You're just a no-good child fucker, aren't you? Oh, don't be scared. Honey, why don't you go ahead and give me your hand? Yeah. Let's help your stepdaddy get off. Come on, help mommy. I'll go ahead and jerk right here at the base. And you go ahead and wrap that sweet little 8-year-old hand of yours around the head of his cock. Oh, it's so big. You feel it pulsing? Do you feel his head pulsing around inside your hand? Come on now, just be in sync with mommy. We're gonna go up and down. Spit on it a little. We want to make it feel nice and wet. Oh, I bet her hand feels so soft, doesn't it? Do you feel it? You feel her little hand around the head of your cock. Slowly going up and down, stroking it. Stroking it like a good little whore. Oh, her perfect pale skin. Her sweet petite little body. Barely budding breast. Look at her. Look at them. You want to touch them, don't you? Come on now, let's touch them together. I go ahead and sneak my hand up her shirt through her lower back. I take it off for him. And I could see his cock twitch a little. And I knew that this is what he wanted. I knew he wants little Jessica so bad. She's crying already, begging for us to stop. I go, oh, no, 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 honey. This is just the beginning. We're gonna have many more times like this. But for right now, I mainly just want you to get naked with me. And we are just gonna stroke and kiss his cock and tell him how bad we need him. Do it, Jessica. We need him to fucking stay. Do it. Be a good little fucking whore and do it. Yeah, you do what your mommy told you to do. See, your stepdaddy here, he's the best guy we've ever had. We need to keep him around in order to survive. So you do as your mother says. Or else. It's gonna get a lot worse for you if you don't. I see his cock twitch again. Yeah, honey, you want to hear about? You want us to tell her what we're going to do to her if she doesn't obey? Well, the first thing we'll do is we'll bend you over in that bed. We'll tie you up. Tie you up right to the head, to the headpost. Yes, just like that, right to the headboard. We'll tie your hands to it. Have you in that nice bent over position. Just so your stepdaddy can see that sweet little ass of yours. First, he'll give you the hardest spanking you've ever had. Almost to the point of drawing blood. You won't be able to sit down right for fucking days. And he'll rape you. And he'll keep raping you. And you'll just be his sweet little piece of rape bait. His child rape bait. Yes, his little baby whore. Aren't you just a little whore baby for him? A little child slut? Yes, your pedophile stepdaddy. He needs you. You know what? You're going to stay a virgin till the day comes. Especially if you don't do what we say. We might just take it tonight against your fucking will if you don't do what we say. Now, help me stroke Daddy's cock. That's right. That's right. Come on, be in rhythm with me. Yeah, we gotta go a little faster. I also want you to give it a little kiss. Let's pause for a second. Give his head a little kiss. Come on now. Get a nice, big, big one. Spit on it. Spit on it good. That's right. You feel her little 8-year-old spit on your cock. Mine her hand in sync. Stroking you. I want you to come all over little Jessica's face. It's just covered in tears. Oh, honey, why'd you use her tears as lube, huh? It's so wet after all. It'll really help you get there, I promise. That's right, Jessica, you stay still. Let Daddy blow a huge load all over your little face. We'll even take pictures of it. Maybe he can share it back with his friends. Wouldn't you like that, honey? Another piece to your porn collection? To your child porn collection? Yeah, Jessica, how about that? How about being a little child porn star for us? It'll really help us get out of financial ruin then. We won't ever have to work again. How's that sound, honey? Yeah, I'm sure you would love to have many naked pictures of little Jessica on your computer. Sharing it with all your pedophile friends. Charging them outrageous amounts of money for it. It could bring us completely out of debt. Yes, Jessica, I think that's exactly what we'll fucking do with you. Make you our little child porn star. Now, come on. I want you to move that hand up and down a little faster. Really get Daddy's cock ready. I start to see his head completely pulse. I know he's about to come. I go, come. Come on her little fucking baby face. Come all over. I want you to drown her little face and come, and then we'll take pictures of it. Come on now. Don't you want to take pictures of your cum-covered little girl? Cum-covered Jessica? Yes, cover her. Cover that sweet, white, pale, dark-haired face. Those big brown eyes looking up at you, begging you to stop. Oh, fuck. It's getting me off watching you go. Yes, go. Use her as a little cum dumpster. A little child cum dumpster. Dump it all over her. Oh, fuck. Yes. God, that's so much fucking cum on her little girl face. Her little baby face is just fucking covered. Come on, snap a couple pictures for me, Daddy. Yes. Here, I'll snap a couple too. Here, honey, why don't you go ahead and pose for us? Oh. You know what, Daddy? Next time I think we should use her a lot more than this. Don't worry, we'll plan it too. She could be your own little piece of bait. Little rape bait. I know why I said that. I knew you'd never touch her, but I knew how bad you wanted to. And I know Jessica wants you to stay too, don't you, sweetie? Yeah, see? She does. Now go clean yourself up. Be a good little whore and don't you tell nobody about this, okay? God, he blew the biggest load about that. Talking about our little girl that way. You just love how I pretended to call her out here. How I pretended to make her one of our little pieces of rape bait. We'll have to do a lot more than this next time. I'm sure there's going to be many, many more times where I'm going to have to help him come to the idea of fucking my little girl. The idea of her being forced to do all kinds of naughty, nasty things. Especially with that sweet little pale, dark-haired, 8-year-old body of hers. I wonder how tight her little cunt is. Maybe we'll find out next time. Well, I really hope you guys enjoyed part 2. I know it was a little fucked up, but you know, that's what I'm good at. Alright guys, well, I hope you enjoyed this. And especially you, hun, I hope you really enjoyed this. As you know, I love being a disgusting accomplice whore. I think the best thing I'm good at is being like a mommy accomplice, don't you guys think? Remember, if you like this audio, you can order a custom from me too. Because, oh boy, I love the fact that I can make somebody come, make someone's dreams come true. And then also post it for you guys to listen to. It's amazing. It's like the best win-win situation ever. And remember, if you do want to stay private, I do have options for that. Like I will make it. I only post things with the writer's permission. So, hope you guys have a lovely evening. Good night. And I hope you enjoyed this. Yay! Bye-bye. Oh, and of course, before I go, don't forget to join the Pervert Paradise Discord server. The link will be below, where me, Candy Cums, Rosa Daring, Bratty Bimbo, we're all here and we're all willing to make your pervert cock come. With all of our lovely taboo fantasy stories, our sweet little voices, our dirty wet cunts. Oh yes, we're here for you. We're here for those throbbing cocks. We just want as many loads of pedophile cum as we can get. Remember though that everything I do is just a fantasy. It's not real. The story isn't real. Trust me, it's not real. Everything we do is safe, legal, and consensual with a harm reduction mission behind it. It's taboo porn with harm reduction. So always keep that in mind. We have support groups twice a week, and we're here for anyone that needs help. So if you need help, let us know because we're here for it, you know? Support group is on Wednesdays and Sundays, usually starting between like 6 and 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm in Pacific time, that's why I always say that, but anyways, we are here for you, and don't ever feel guilty about having a bad fantasy or whatever. It's not a bad thing, you know? We're all here, we all have something. Discord server, it's completely safe, it's anonymous, it's discreet, no one's going to judge you, no kink shaming allowed. And again, don't feel guilty because you joined or whatever. You know, you can mute notifications if you're scared of that. You know, I know there's many reasons why people will just join and leave right away. But remember to at least give the server a chance, you know, because we really do try to help people here. You know, we're not just trying to sell our stuff. Yeah, selling our stuff keeps the server going. But really, our ultimate goal is to help people. Help people. Keep these fantasies just a fantasy, you know? It's better out than in. It really is. It's better to get it out than to keep it in and let it build. I know I did kind of a long afterthought on this audio specifically, but I really want you guys to know that we are here to help, and we actually have professional resources too for those of you that maybe this isn't enough, you know? And if it really is just a fantasy for you, that's great too. Maybe you're into more of the control stuff. Maybe you're into just the taboo of it. Whatever it is, we're here. We're willing to talk about it. Don't be scared, okay? Because fear just makes it worse, you know? We're trying to end the stigma on taboo content and taboo thoughts and feelings. You don't ever need to feel guilty about your fantasies, because as long as they stay a fantasy, you're okay. And if you're ever afraid they might not, please come here. Come join us. We will do our best to be as supportive and to have as safe, legal, and consensual environment as possible for you to explore these fantasies and be entertained. All right. You have a lovely evening. Goodbye again. Sorry for the second goodbye here, but I just thought this would be a good afterthought in this one. All right. I hope that little bit of aftercare did help. You don't need to feel ashamed because you have a fucked up fantasy. You're okay. Everyone's a little fucked up. All right. Have a good evening, guys. Bye.